Chemistry in English, 12.1. Nuclear chemistry has transformed medical diagnosis, treatment, and research. Radioactive tracers are used to measure organ function, sodium-24 to monitor blood flow, and strontium-87 to study bone growth. However, the most dramatic effect of radioisotopes on diagnosis has been in the field of imaging. Technetium-99m, the M denotes a metastable, reasonably long-lived state, is the most widely used radioactive nucleotide in medicine, especially for bone scans. This isotope is highly active and gives off gamma rays that pass through the body. The gamma rays cause much less damage than alpha particles would, and the isotope is so short-lived that the risk to the patient is minimal. Cobalt-60 is used for the gamma knife, a technique that is actually knifeless and that can destroy tumors in locations such as the brain when surgery is not possible. In gamma knife therapy, about 200 gamma rays are focused from different angles onto a tumor with a known location. Each gamma ray by itself has a low amplitude and so causes little or no damage to the tissues through which it passes. However, at the intersection of 200 of these energetic rays, the radiation is very strong and sufficiently powerful to destroy the tumor cells. The process is painless and the patient can remain awake through the treatment. The patient's head does not need to be shaved and recovery time is short. Positron emission tomography, PET, makes use of a short-lived positron emitter such as fluorine-18 to image human tissue with a degree of detail not possible with X-rays. It has been used extensively to study brain function, figure 1 and 2, and in medical diagnosis. For example, when the hormone estrogen is labeled with fluorine-18 and injected into a cancer patient, the fluorine-bearing compound is preferentially absorbed by the tumor. The positrons given off by the fluorine atoms are quickly annihilated when they meet electrons. The resulting gamma rays are detected by a scanner that moves slowly over the part of the body containing the tumor. The growth of the tumor can be estimated quickly and accurately with this technique. A PET imaging facility must be located near a cyclotron so that the positron emitters can be incorporated into the desired compounds as soon as they are created. Several kinds of cancer therapy use radiation to destroy malignant cells. Boron neutron capture therapy is unusual in that boron-10, the isotope injected, is not radioactive. However, when boron-10 is bombarded with neutrons, it gives off highly destructive alpha particles. In boron neutron capture therapy, the boron-10 is incorporated into a compound that is preferentially absorbed by tumors. The patient is then exposed to brief periods of neutron bombardment. As soon as the bombardment ceases, the boron-10 stops generating alpha particles.